Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yo, yo, Gavin Rossdale of Bush.
How are you?
Where the hell are you, man? Oh, look, there you are. I'm doing good. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just working on my guitar rig. And so it's like super nerdy stuff, but for guitar players. But
I love that. I'm a guitar player myself. So yeah.
It was really good to be getting, I got a whole new system and getting it all set up and got the guy from Axe FX at my house. So we've worked with for years and just in the studio. So it's really fun to, like, it's like, you know, it's like there's like organizing your house so that everything is perfect.
Yeah.
All the pages, different guitars, and
of course.
Long overdue, and it was. I've done an Australian tour and a European tour. Kind of semi pissed off at my rig the whole time. You know, like,
oh, that's not good.
So it's really
not
good.
What it is, huh?
Just in time for you.
Right on. I appreciate it. Thanks for doing this Odyssey check in for all of our rock stations around the nation. Nice. I've got a big history with you and Bush, going back to the first album. 16 Stone came out. I got to bring you guys on at the House of Blues on Sunset and at the Roxy when your first big national tour.
Yeah,
I mean, that record went, what, 6 times platinum? I mean, talk about a debut.
At least. Out
kicking ass. Yeah, at least, right? It's amazing. And then, of course, such a ballsy move on the first single, Everything's In. It's got the word asshole in it. You guys are basically like, okay, you know, you're not going to play it. So what? Don't play it. And then everybody plays it, and it's a huge, it puts you on the map. You know, it's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I often think of that, like, how you, bands, when they begin, they have to have certain phrases that crack the, you know, crack the walls of the building to get inside. And, you know, I've always thought Everything's In. Yeah.
That was so it. That's amazing. 20 top 40 singles, 6 of them number ones. I mean, just quite an impressive pedigree. And you're coming off a brand new record, only 2 years old, Kingdom, which was a return to the heaviness of Bush. And now you're saying this new one, The Art of Survival, is picking up basically where that one left off as far as the heavy factor goes. True?
It's like a relay race of heavy. Yeah. I just basically, like, you know, it's hard. It's funny. People always talking about the state. Where's rock music? What does it mean to anyone? And, you know, to me, it's always just like the best. It's like counterculture. And it's just so funny when you play these massive festivals and massive shows. But it's this underground thing, and I like the danger of it. And, you know, I go from heavy, from metal festivals to festivals with pop bands to fest. You just change stuff up. So I just like the heavy stuff. But our stuff, it's not like metal. It's just like heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, thing the same. So therefore it's always tempered by that. You know what I mean? It's like, and it creates its own sound. And I like that. And I'm always trying to kind of discover things. When I play regular standard tune guitars right now, I'm like, I don't know about that. As soon as I play my drop guitars, I'm like, yeah, baby.
Drop D,
like,
tuning. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm drop C, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Drop C? Yeah. Oh, you're getting low. I love
the whole record is drop C with a couple of one or two drop Bs.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Is that what the new song, the new single's coming out?
That's
More Than Machines.
That's C, I think, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mondo heaviness from Bush. I'm digging it.
The record, I mean, because it's nice to have that, because people, it's just subliminally, I don't know, it's like in your system, it just feels so heavy. And then if you, as long, you know, if you can either choose to scream on it, some guys are really good at screaming, some guys are really good at like the dog barking, you know, that sound. That's not my thing. I just like, I like melody. So I like those, you know, interesting kind of cultural crashes, you know.
You're talking about the Kermit the Frog vocals, or the, you know, the heavy, that?
No.
Is that what you're talking? Yeah.
I just, you know, I mean, I can only sing one way. So just, I don't know, but I wonder if those guys are like, oh, you know what? I don't want to sing like that. Can I just sing it like, you know, Rod Stewart or something?
Yeah. See, I never understood that vocal style at all. It does not do anything for me at all. And I'm a huge metal fan growing up as a kid. I'm a rock fan. I mean, but your fan base is so diverse because you guys, like I was saying, you fit into all of these different categories and you basically, you know, appeal to a whole swath of humanity. That's the way to go, right?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. These days, I mean, I'm so happy to be lucky to be making records and touring. And I just think of us as like, I feel like a working musician. I feel like a working musician. Like I found a way to make it my job. And I wasn't like, you know, just coming in for a couple of songs and leaving. And like, what happened to that? You know, I mean, people always just like the idea that you can... you have this world that I live in. And so I just, you know, this new record I'm so proud of, you know, and but it's just fun to just such a fun way to go to work, to make a record or go on tour.
Isn't it amazing? That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations to you for that.
It's really amazing.
Yeah, you know, figured it out.
There are plenty of people more successful. There's plenty of people less successful, but somehow we've found a way. It's like a dance. I've said it. I'm not going to say it again, actually. But it's like a dance competition. You know what I mean? You just keep trying to make good music and, you know, get lucky enough to be interviewed by people like you and get on with it. You know what I mean? Right, and have the support of the station, all those things, you know.
Of course.
It's quite difficult to sustain.
Well, the fact that you guys took off some time for a while, I mean, you're coming up on your 30th anniversary, a couple years away. Isn't that amazing? But you're still out doing it. I mean, you guys were just on the road earlier this year with Stone Temple Pilots and Cheap Trick. Mm-hmm. And how did that go? Was that rad? I didn't get to see it.
It's pretty fun. It was in Australia, so you had to be in Australia.
Oh, okay. Well, there it is. That's why I didn't get to see it.
It was just great to be with those guys. You know, we love STP. Mm-hmm. They're really good friends of ours. And so I love being Dean's guitar hander on stage.
Did you do that? Oh, cool.
Once or twice, I just take the guitar out to him.
Right on.
And
the crowd must have lost their minds, of course. Oh my God, Gavin's a guitar tech right now.
Hell yeah. You know, you know, never stop working, that's what I say. Never stop helping. And right. And Cheap Trick I'd never seen and I'd never met, but they were just fantastic and just great people.
They're an American institution. I mean, for a band that's had that longevity, you know.
Yeah, Steve Albini's favorite band.
I didn't know that, really.
Yeah.
Well, now that surprises me.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. That would surprise a lot of people. Now you guys are hitting the road. Bush is going out with Alice in Chains and 3 Days Grace this summer. On
Alice in Chains and Breaking Benjamin.
Right. Sorry. I like that band better. Anyway, cranking up in August, I think, going for a couple months, ending October. Check your local listings to see Bush on the road for that one.
Sounds overwhelming to me.
So are you an Alice in Chains fan? Have to be, right? I mean, who is it, really?
Yeah. Weirdly enough, when I originally last year, before the pandemic, we were going to go on tour with Breaking Benjamin. So I went to Reno and did a song on stage. He did this most amazing bend as an introduction about being a kid driving to see his favorite band, standing in the front row, singing every song.
Oh, nice.
Being inspired by that band, and that band was Bush, you know? And then he introduced me on stage. It was wild. There's this 15,000 fans that went nuts. And I came on stage and we sang Wood by Alice in Chains together.
Oh my God, dude, that's awesome. You can see
it's online, it's pretty cute, it's pretty fun. His intro was very kind and very
I think
sweet.
I have seen bits and pieces of that, actually. Yeah, somebody turned me on to that. It's really heartfelt.
The irony being that then we play with Alice in Chains. And you know, I'm a friend of Jerry's, and we have specifically a great mutual friend Tyler Bates.
Right. Killer composer, musician. Yes.
Killer human being. And
isn't he tied in with Manson too for a while?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Manson's, two records ago, he did Manson's comeback record. And right. So he's amazing. And, you know, I wrote 5 songs with him on the last record, and I wrote 2 songs with him on this record.
Ah, okay.
And I will always write with him. He's amazing. He's amazing. I love him. And wow. He's one of my best friends. So he's really great friends with Jerry. So Jerry's mm-hmm. been out on the road doing a solo gig with Tyler.
Oh, yeah. So I've seen video of that too. Yep.
So we just saw them wherever we were, somewhere or other. We just saw them in Florida and or Texas or both. So it's good to run into them. So now I'm gonna be on tour with Jerry, and you're like watching, you know, who doesn't want to hear Man in the Box every night?
That catalog is just mind-blowing. I got goosebumps just thinking of it. You know, Dirt was one of my favorite records growing up, and oh wow, that's gonna be a killer triple bill. Yeah.
So, you know, we took the option. Well, it's an unusual for us to play 6:30 to 7:30. And not be in the dark, let them be in the dark.
Yeah.
But like, it's a great tour to be on. It's going to be playing to a lot of people that probably wouldn't come and see us, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
So we'll see. You know, it's like all these, you play with great bands and you want to steal their audience. Because I always think that people like more than one band. So it's not like you're stealing an audience. It doesn't mean they leave Alice in Chains.
Sure.
It means they... To say, I mean, Alice in Chains, we may have a few crossovers, but with Breaking Benjamin, it's a much younger band. There's a chance that audience doesn't know us as well. Mind you, that night they did know me, but you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm English. I think if you err on the side of thinking that people don't know you, it's a lot better. It's cooler than thinking everyone knows you.
Sure. Always better to be pleasantly surprised, right? But then again, reality strikes, and yes, dude, everybody knows you. Come on. You're Gavin Rossdale and Bush.
Well, I think it's much healthier to think they don't.
Sure.
Healthy. Feels healthy.
So do you still feel that you have something to prove by that mindset or what?
Yeah.
Is that where you go out every night thinking that?
Yeah.
No kidding.
And that's awesome. Every night and every song and like this new record. My dream is to make these records like The Kingdom and now this The Art of Survival, whereby someone could just get that record and just feast on that alone. Don't need to go to the catalog. Don't need any other songs. That record is going to make it for you. And then obviously then you want them to go be like, okay, let's see what else they've done.
Yeah. And, do the background. Sure.
As opposed to sort of having records that just, I hear a lot of records. They just go by. They just go by when you play them. Songs just go by.
Right.
They don't grab you. And there've been bands that,
there's a lot of bands like that these days, you know?
And they don't grab. And so I'm not saying I've managed to find a way to grab, but my attempt is to grab. My attempt is always to make it live of its own merit, but remember when they were funny and good or whatever, you know, it's like, it's got to be like that exists on its own merit, you know?
Right, right.
New song, More Than Machines, doesn't need any predecessors. It
exists on its own. Yeah. Now, are you writing that way because of the whole streaming aspect and the way the business is now, or are you doing that just to make a cohesive album of every song is just an ass kicker and amazing?
I just got better. I tried to get better.
Right.
I tried to get better, and I noticed that sometimes, you know, you just always want to improve and learn and grow, and that's probably why I switched to different tunings, because sort of not like I'd covered all the everything with an open, open regular tuning, is more that just what makes me, like I write for myself in the studio, like I write tracks for myself.
Right.
To be inspired to sing on. So if it's something I've done before and it's got a more, you know, something pedestrian about it or like by rote, then it's not as fun as something where I'm like, wow, what is this? This is nuts, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Nuts, I want to write on it. And if it's not nuts, if the music's not nuts and beautiful and holds, then I'm not going to do it. Whereas before, I've been guilty of sometimes just thinking I can get away with it by writing interesting lyrics on top of music.
Oh, okay.
Angel. I haven't quite pushed myself at certain moments, you know? Now I try to push every element And you know, I've been lucky enough that we've had really big songs. It's not like I've failed, but
sure,
you've got that mindset that you can just find ways to get better, as opposed to take your foot off the gas, is putting your foot on the gas.
Yes, you're speaking the language. Yeah,
that's what it is.
I mean,
you know, until you, no one wants you anymore. But my whole thing is that the catalog just continues to be strong, and you know, and get stronger, and that's it. And it doesn't, you know, levels of success is difficult because I don't know what is in store for us, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's in store, whether it turns people on or not. You don't really know. But if it doesn't turn you on to start with, then you probably got, it's probably a lot harder.
Well, that's the thing I was going to say. You said you're writing for yourself. I mean, no artist knows what their audience is going to be into or not into. You don't know what a hit song is until it gets out there and lives its life on its own. You have to be doing it for yourself, entertaining yourself, impressing yourself, blowing yourself away. Otherwise, what's the use, right? Because you don't know anything. You don't know.
If I can't write a track that I have to slap the engineer on the shoulder, like, look at that came to the alchemy of music. You know, if I'm not slapping him on the back, what's happening?
Then you're not doing your job. Yeah. Right.
No, because I can write songs all day long, but it doesn't mean they're good songs.
Well, this new one, More Than Machines, is a heavy, good song. I love the fact that you're tuning down to drop C and B, and the new record, The Art of Survival, following up on the heaviness of the kingdom. And wait, before I let you go, what is this I just heard about you doing a video on the edge of a volcano in Portugal? Is that happening with...
Literally, we're still that ambitious. We're prepared to work with lava. We don't care. This band, they want it so hard. We're playing a show in the Azores, which is an island off of Portugal, Portuguese island. I'm just learning about this. And there's a volcanic rock there. Could go off any time. We've got to be careful.
Oh, my God.
And they always wear high boots and don't wear flip-flops. I don't know. And we're trying to shoot some stuff down there. So we're just winging it, guerrilla style. You know, we'll see what's going to happen. But
badass.
We take three planes, go there for 2 days, shoot something, do a show, and then come back. It's like...
Damn, quite the undertaking. But you can do that when, you know, you're Gavin Rossdale and Bush.
You can do that when it's just like, it's going to be so fun. That we play in the dark. It's a big festival, 60,000 people.
Nice.
On the island. You know, it's gonna be fun.
That's awesome, man. Well, we can't wait to see you on the road this summer with Alice in Chains, Breaking Benjamin. The new record's coming out in October. New single probably should be out now as we speak. That's why we're talking today. And congrats on all your success, Gavin. Love seeing you, man. Kicking
thank
ass.
You, brother. Appreciate
right
it.
On. Cheers.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!